With me today is Alistair Adam of Venture Southland. How are you on this cold day, Alistair?
Yeah, great, thanks. Great. Glad to be inside, to be honest.
For international listeners, I'd explain my understanding of Venture Southland as being in charge of promoting local tourism, events and business development. Am I sort of right there?
Yeah, that's exactly what we do. We're the local economic development and tourism development agency for the entire Southland region. So.
Ah. I first learnt about the Southland Oat Milk Project from the Southland Times, and where did the idea to research this potential Southland industry come from?
Well, I guess we initially started it by looking at what will land use optimisation really, and saying, you know, we want to create a decent, variety of land use options within Southland. What we don't want to have is a monoculture of one industry particularly taking over. So what we did is we started investigating using some of the type of climate and crops, the Southland work that had been done probably 10, 15 years ago, to sort of get an understanding about what crops and that could work as a bit of a counterbalance to try and generate some other industries within the region. And oats is one of the ones that came up, one of the things that we grow particularly well. The world record for oats per hectare is grown just outside of Gore, and Southland produces the highest per hectare return of oats in New Zealand. So that was a pretty good starting point. And I guess when you think about who grows oats, you typically think of the Scottish, and we have a kind of a similar climate to Scotland. So starting with that as a base and saying this is an opportunity, this is something that we do particularly well. The biggest problem is that we have with oats really is that it's still a relatively low yielding use. So one, we use it for stock feed, which is fine, but two, we also use it in a pretty basic form, which is getting it and squashing it and putting it in a bag and having it for breakfast, which is great and everyone loves it. But if you want to make it as a genuine competitive land use against the other options out there, we kind of had to look at some other potential uses for oats as a base product.
Hmm. Well, I've mentioned that, you know, Mia Shadbolt set the world record for the longest interview, so we also have a world record for growing oats. I didn't know that.
We do, yeah, just outside of Gore. It's one of the things we do particularly well. We do grow cropping reasonably well, so there's some good areas outside of Drummond as well.
Yeah, best in the world. That's doing pretty good indeed. So we got world's fastest Indian, we got Tim Shadbolt's record, and now this.
That's it.
Well, if all goes ahead, what sort of investment would be needed to create a plant milk here in Southland?
Yeah, so what we sort of started doing was looking at what the options might be, and there's a pretty wide variety of uses for oats. Nutraceuticals, pharmaceuticals, high value feed for aquaculture industry. But one of the ones we settled on that was reasonably well understood was converting oats and oat flour into oat milk. And so what we did is a bit of an investigation to understand what the genuine process was, what sort of volumes we'd be able to produce, and what we sort of came out with as a bit of a genuine back study was that we get about, for 1 tonne of oat flour, we'd be able to convert it into almost 9,000 litres of oat milk. So that's a pretty good conversion rate. The next challenge that we have when we started looking at it was actually the local consumption within New Zealand is pretty low. So, you know, within the New Zealand market, there's only about $700,000 worth of oat milk that are produced, because you can go and buy it in the supermarket already. And so to actually get a commercial scale of operation, you'd be looking at producing about 10,000 litres of milk an hour, maybe 7,000 to 10,000 litres of milk an hour. So the biggest challenge then was saying, well, one, we can grow oats. Two, we know we can produce oat milk from our oats, and we know we can do it in significant volumes. The next thing was, where's the market for this? And locally, you know, we've only got 4 million people in New Zealand. We have a variety of non-dairy-based milks available. Oat happens to be one of them. You know, soy obviously being the predominant player in the industry. But even if you added all of those together, there isn't going to be enough of a market simply just for oat milk domestically. So the next challenge for us, which we're currently working through at the moment, is to make the plant of size that actually makes it stack up commercially to deal with all of the oats within the region and everything else. We're going to have to find some export markets. And we currently have my boss there, group manager here, he's currently overseas on a trip doing a bunch of other things, but he's also going to meet with the guys in Sweden who have a pretty good reputation in producing oat milk and delivering it around the world to understand if we could develop a relationship with those guys. So that's certainly the next step, probably, just to try and find out what the best route to market might be, and where there might be some good alliances with those international parties.
So if we got a few export markets, and export markets means more than just outside of Southland and the rest of this crazy country,
yep.
Would it be relatively feasible if there are the export markets, just to create a larger demand for it? Would it be reasonable to see it on supermarket shelves here?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't see there's any reason why. That's the missing ingredient in the whole thing, is just making sure we've got markets that are sizable enough to take the volume that we need to produce. You know, it's one of the things that you could probably go now and do it at home and make oat milk out of. The process is not overly difficult, but to put it into a commercial sense, it sort of needs to have those international markets, just because the New Zealand market's not big enough. And sort of the Asian market is one that we're particularly focused on, because there's actually a pretty high acceptance of non-dairy based milk products within Asia already, and so there's a variety of reasons for that, and some of them are down to dairy intolerance and the like. So that's certainly one of the areas that we are interested in, but there's no reason. I think it's completely feasible that we could look at actually having an oat milk operation within the Southland region. Probably the size and scale would be, as I say, producing between sort of 7 and 10,000 litres of oat milk an hour, which is a fair volume. You're probably, employing 10 to 20, maybe a few more directly in the plant and factory itself. But the biggest advantage that we see is that what we're trying to do is have an increased return to farmers on farm, so that actually those farmers can see the value in planting oats and using that as an opportunity as an alternative to other land use options.
Oh, well, yeah, it sounds great. And you mentioned in Asia that they've long had a history of plant milks over there, and that I've covered, we're sending on Nith Street, there's the sheep's milk factory,
yep.
And that they're exporting it. It'll be great if we could learn more from the Asian markets when it comes to milk as a vegan. I think it'd be great if we could make more plant milks here and send it to them rather than send them animal milks. But I've got one more question. Have you actually tried the oat milk made here, Alistair? And is it any good?
Yeah, I have. We had a bit of a trialing session here in the office. We're just going to buy it off the shelf now. And we had a bit of a trial, and it was very good in coffee, actually. It was very, very nice in coffee. And actually comes out as from some independent tests with the Consumer Magazine, came out as the number one milk for use in making coffee. So that's certainly something you could try.
Well, I'd love the chance to buy a local product, yeah, and I see what happens when almond milk is on special pack and save, sometimes at 2 litres for the price of one. Yep. I've actually seen one guy go there and grab all the available cartons, which is, really inconsiderate of him. But his justification would probably be, what would Michael Jackson do? And the answer to that's, don't stop till you get enough. So it would be great to see Southland oat milk flying off supermarket shelves too.
Yeah, that's certainly the intent.
Yeah, well, thank you very much for your time today, Alistair, and thank you for your help. And I hope this project does go into operation. And 7 to 10,000 litres sounds a bit much for me. I'd like to be able to buy 3 to 4 litres a week, but I'm sure that I'd do my best to, try and support and get a bigger market for that amongst everyone I know. And yeah, it'll be wonderful to see it happen.
Excellent. Appreciate the time.
Thank you, Alistair.
Cheers. Thanks.
Okay.